This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Rain and the impact it's having on our outdoor recreation is the topic this week. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, rain has indeed played a role on our outdoor recreation this past week and will probably affect us over the next coming weeks. In fact, when we talk about rain, there's few locations that it has more impact than at Carlisle Lake. And as of last week, the pool elevation at Carlisle Lake was at 451.7 feet. They had a release rate of about 5,000 cubic feet of water per second, and the inflow was approximately 22,840 day second feet due to the rainfall that has occurred over the past week. The pool is projected to crest at about 456 feet, and that was on Thursday, May 10th. This is about 11 feet above normal pool. The normal pool there is about 445 feet. Now, due to the rising waters, recreational area opportunities at the lake are impacted. However, the McNair, the General Dean, and the East Spillway recreation areas will remain open. In addition, several private campgrounds around the lake remain open. The Dam West, Coles Creek, and Boulder campgrounds have closed, and the Eldon-Hazlett State Park will be closing when the lake level reaches 456 feet. Other areas that will close as the pool rises include the Lakeview, the Dam East, the Keysport Fishing Piers, the Coles Creek Day Use Area, and all boat ramps other than the Boulder High Boat Water Boat Ramp. And boaters should use extreme caution due to the high water levels. Many breakwaters and other facilities will be overtopped by water, and caution should be used when boating near these and other submerged structures. Boaters should become familiar with the location of these structures before launching and must stay clear of inundated recreation areas. Boaters should also watch for floating logs and other debris which may have drifted into the main lake because of the high pool elevation. Now, at pool elevations above 450 feet, flowage easement lands surrounding the lake are used for flood storage. These lands are private property and not open to the public recreation. They're saying please use caution when boating and recreating. The surface areas of the Carlisle Lake at the normal summer pool is at 445 is 24,583 acres. The surface acre at Carlisle Lake during the crest is 46,548 acres. So that's nearly twice as much. And the pool elevation at Lake Shelbyville, situated north of Carlisle Lake, is not nearly as dramatic. It's at is normally 606 feet with a release rate of 550 cubic feet per second. Lake Shelbyville's pool is expected to crest at less than 609 feet on May 11th. And Carlisle Lake and Lake Shelbyville are working as designed to lessen flooding in the downstream sections of Kaskaskia and Mississippi Rivers. The inflow of Carlisle Lake throughout the past 3 days has been 29,130 feet with a current release rate of 5,000 cubic feet per second. So, as you can see, things at Carlisle are a little dismal for at least the next week or two. Maybe things will straighten out once these waters recede somewhat. Pretty dismal right now if you're worried about the rain, but there is some bright spots on the horizon, and there's certain items of interest that outdoorsmen need to be aware of. In fact, the allocation of the second round of deer permits is underway. Resident and non-resident deer hunters may now apply for the second lottery drawing for 2017 Illinois firearm deer and muzzleloader only deer permits. The deadline to apply for this second lottery is June 30th, so you do have plenty of time. But don't put it off too long. For more information, check the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Also, we're still finding some mushrooms out there. With this moisture is going to bring an extended mushrooming period, perhaps. In fact, no license is required for mushroom collecting in Illinois, but mushroom collectors must have a landowner's permission and on public sites must adhere to approved collecting regulations and hours. Now, collection of mushrooms is allowed on many IDNR sites, but the prohibited on areas designated as nature preserves. And other areas under the jurisdiction of the IDNR that offer spring turkey hunting are not open to mushroom collecting until after 1 p.m. daily during the spring turkey season. And this is to ensure the safety of all site visitors. Mushroom hunters are urged to call ahead to the state site they intend to visit to learn of any site-specific regulations regarding mushroom collecting. And time for the annual warning about don't bother wildlife. When people come in contact with young wildlife, they may jump to the conclusion that an animal is orphaned or in need of assistance. Young animals are often left alone while their parents are away searching for food. And the best way to avoid messing things up is to avoid touching or removing the young animal unless you are absolutely sure that it is an orphaned or severely injured. Many species return to the young near dusk or dawn. A young animal that looks well-fed with bright eyes and clean fur or feathers is probably not orphaned. If the animal does need help, contact a wildlife rehabilitator for more advice. Interested individuals can find information on living with wildlife in Illinois at http://web.extension.illinois.edu. And that's under the Wildlife and Professionals area. And if you're a camper, here's a reminder. Spring and summer are great times for camping in Illinois. Interested folks can make campsite and shelter reservations for many IDNR sites online through the Reserve America website. And that can be obtained by reaching www.reserveamerica.com. And one final thing. Be sure to check your boat registration. The IDNR is reminding boat owners in Illinois to check their 3-year boat registration decal and renew their registration if it expires on June 30th, 2017. Renewing watercraft registration can be done online through the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Now, interested individuals can check the website once again, or they can call 866-867-3542 to learn more about registering their watercraft. To renew registration, have available the watercraft's registration number, the first 6 characters of the watercraft's hull ID number, and the first 3 letters of the registered owner's last name, and a credit card. And then you can solve this dilemma right online or on the phone. So as you can see, we've got things pretty well wrapped up right now. We're waiting for our water to go down, and fishing will resume. And then we'll hopefully have mild weather for the rest of the summer. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.